So the word sozo can mean saved, it can mean healed, but there's also one more thing that it can mean. Actually, there's several nuances of meaning, but there's one really awesome thing, other thing that it means. 2 Timothy 4:18, the Apostle Paul had lived a tumultuous life. There was never a boring day in the life of the Apostle Paul, let me tell you. It wasn't always fun, but it was never boring. Brother had a rough life for the name of the Lord, man, what he suffered to preach the gospel. 2 Timothy 4:18, the Apostle Paul said, and the Lord will what? Deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And also in the Gospel of Luke, it talks about the man in the Gadarenes who was possessed by just a legion of demons, and Jesus cast those devils out of him into the herd of swine, and the swine ran off the cliff and died. And in that story, Luke 8:36, it says, those who had seen it told the people how the demon-possessed man had been cured. Now, can anybody take a wild guess? And when you look at that word deliver up there, can you take a wild guess at what the Greek word might be for that? Sozo. Exactly. Very good. Give yourself a hand. Yes. Man, you guys ought to be in seminary, man. This is amazing. How about the word cure down there? Guess what that Greek word is? Isn't that incredible? Sozo. So the word sozo means literally saved. It also means healed. It also means delivered. Made whole through the name of Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? What we have in His name. When we talk about being delivered, you know, like you guys might remember, I don't know how many of you guys remember Carmen, you know, the song, Saved, Delivered, and Healed. You're laughing, okay. Okay, there you go. That's what that song was all about. And the rest of us old folks might remember that too. Man, I can't believe Carmen is actually like old school by now. Good grief. Praise God. So when we say Jesus saves, we mean He really saves. He delivers. He heals. He saves. He restores. He makes us whole. And take it from a man who's been half, maybe in fact who's been maybe closer to a quarter, you know, an eighth, you know, a sixteenth, somewhere around there, to be made whole, to be restored when you've been ripped asunder is nothing like it in the world. Thank God that Jesus saves. Thank God that Jesus saves. That is something worth celebrating. When we talk about the gospel of our salvation, that's what the gospel is proclaiming. That Jesus saves. Body, soul, and spirit. He saves. He heals. Oh, thank God He delivers. You can say goodbye to the torment because Jesus saves. You can say goodbye to the gut-wrenching anxiety that torments your life because Jesus saves. You can say goodbye to the chains of addictions and dysfunctions because Jesus saves. You can say goodbye to any fear about what will happen in the future. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future, and I know that He saves. You can say goodbye to the fear, to the dread, to the hopelessness, to the sense of purposelessness. You can wake up in the morning with a sense of victory, a sense of anticipation, and a sense of excitement for what the day will hold, because Jesus does what? He saves. He saves on Monday morning. He saves on Tuesday afternoon. He saves on Wednesday when the bills come in that you weren't expecting. He saves on Thursday night at the dinner table when you're trying to work out issues that has your mind reeling from all the complexity of it. All you have to do is know one name, because Jesus saves. Thank God that no matter what you are facing in life, when you rest in His arms and you cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you, you can know as solid as the ground that I'm standing on, that Jesus saves. He saves. It's so beautiful. Aren't you glad He saves? Isn't that worth celebrating? Man. So when I wish you guys with all of my heart a very warm, a very happy and merry Christmas, I pray that you would enjoy the fullness of everything that it means that Jesus saves, and He saves to the uttermost. He saves all the way to the very end. He's good to the last drop. Boy, that was cheesy, wasn't it? You can take that off the recording. Yeah. That's right, man. First thing in the morning, last thing at night. That's why I love Christmas. It's the time that the Savior of the world came into the world so that He could save the world.